Jerry Bader Show, 935, 888-455-1360 if you want to weigh in on this. Right up, what I think is a really good piece from John Cass of the Chicago Tribune, comparing the NFL with a diner. Diner wants to let its employees spout political positions and drive customers away. It has every right to do that. So does the NFL. President Trump tweeted again this morning, disappointed that the league isn't going to force its players to stand for the anthem. Every time he does that, he gets closer and closer to legitimizing the claim that this is a First Amendment issue. He is the government. At this point, I wish elected officials would butt out. If the NFL wants to destroy its business, it has every right to do that. Joe writes, Dear Jerry, so many NFL players will take a knee to bring attention to social equity issues, but spend significant resources appealing suspensions for allegations of violence toward women, shootings, and in some cases, murder, all while minimizing the devastating effects of concussions. They don't get it, do they? The country and the flag are not predominantly oppressing a majority of young black men. Blaming the country for the actions of specific individuals is just as bad as if I blame the NFL for one young player shooting himself in the foot in a nightclub. The league didn't do that. One fool did. This is an exceptional letter, even from Joe, who writes many exceptional letters. He goes on, I think we can have a reasonable discussion about issues when very rare issues arise. During the anthem that binds us together as Americans is neither the time nor the place. I think that conversation is what should be happening here. I laid it out very clearly what I feel yesterday. There are legitimate concerns about interaction between minorities and law enforcement. But the Black Lives Matter movement is built on a lie. Ferguson was not hands up, don't shoot. Other cases are more obvious. If African-American players want to make America understand, if black American players want to really get white America to understand what it means to drive while black and other things, talk with them. Use your considerable platform to reach out into the community. No, okay, here's people, let me address these emails one at a time. I disagree, Jerry. I think our president should stand up for our flag. Patriotism, a good thing. He did that. How many more times does he have to do it? Sounding like you're coercing the league crosses the line from standing up to it and makes it very close to being an actual First Amendment right. He's the government. The tweet this morning sounds coercive. We all know where he stands. You don't need a voice. You can turn off the TV. At this point, I think elected officials should butt out. But I realize a lot of people aren't going to agree with me. Jake writes, Jerry, I don't have a problem with the president or the governor weighing in on the issue. I agree with them, so they are representing my voice. Who needs to represent your voice, Jake? Stop watching. Use your own voice. Use your own feet. President Trump weighed in, and then he weighed in, and then he weighed in again. You did not know where he stands on that issue at this point? He is coming. All he's doing now is emboldening them and coming dangerously close to legitimizing the claim that this is the First Amendment right, which until he did that was a silly claim. To Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I agree with President Trump. I don't agree with you. If the NFL players want to take a knee to our flag, flag-draped caskets, they can do that on their own time.
Joanne, I agree. Joanne, hold on.
For the national anthem,
Joanne,
they can. Isn't that in the rules of their contract that
Joanne,
they're supposed to do that?
Joanne, I agree with President Trump.
Speech
Joanne.
Thing, they can do that on their own time. And if they want to speak to these issues, they can do that, as you suggested, at community events.
Joanne.
Okay.
I agree with President Trump.
Didn't sound like it.
That's the problem. You're not hearing what I'm saying, Joanne. I agree with his position. I agree with everything you just said. So you really, you need to understand what I'm saying, Joanne, because clearly you do not.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're saying that they should be talking about racial injustice, I agree also. But they need to do that on their own time.
No, that's not it either. That's not it either. I agree on that.
Okay, so I guess then we do agree. Huh, all right,
So I need you to understand what you and I don't agree on. It's time for the president and all elected officials to butt out. We know how they feel. We understand how they feel. When President Trump continues to demand that the NFL demands, he hasn't demanded, but he's coming very close, when he says the NFL should demand that they stand, he is coming dangerously close to validating what at the moment is their false claim that this is a First Amendment issue.
Okay, here's where I don't agree with you then, because is it not in their contract that they should be standing at attention?
That's not relevant. That's up to the NFL to decide. That's up to the NFL to decide. An elected official should stop pressing the point, or you are getting to the point where he is using the force of government to force them, and that would violate the First Amendment. Well, exactly, Joanne. Exactly. Thanks a lot for the call. 888-455-1360. Joanne's position is what I'm getting from a lot of people, regurgitating the same argument that we've been having for about a month now. That's not what I'm discussing here. What I'm discussing here is at this point, government official involvement is no longer needed. You don't need the president to speak for you. You cannot go to the games. You cannot buy their stuff. And you cannot watch it on TV. He's made his position well known. The more he presses this, all he's doing now is trying to exacerbate the situation further. And you cannot underestimate this. His words keep getting closer and closer to making the case that he is trying to use the force of the government to get the NFL to stop their players from doing this. The NFL has decided that it will not force players to stand for the playing of our national anthem. Total disrespect for our great country. Okay, he's staying to the side of the line, but just barely. John Cass is right. Using the analogy of the diner. If the NFL diner wants to run itself out of business, they have every right to do that. Shane, and that is, by the way, what they're doing. Shane on the road. Shane, go ahead.
Jerry, I was just calling to comment. I really like the diner analogy, but the government doesn't have an investment in the diner. The government does have an investment in the stadium where the players play and for tourism. So wouldn't local government be able to weigh in on that? Because it would affect their money.
Anybody can weigh in on it. Anybody can weigh in on it.
But you're asking for Scott Walker and such to leave it alone, but this is an investment from the community and from Wisconsin.
And that's fine. But where Trump is getting very, very close is where he is inserting government force to get them. Now, he hasn't, and I'm not saying he has, but he keeps getting closer and closer to that line. But again, when you look at today's tweet, the NFL has decided that it will not force players to stand for the playing of our national anthem. Total disrespect for our country. When an elected official berates a company for not forcing their players to do something, it gets closer and closer and closer. And as John Cass pointed out, journalists who are saying this is a First Amendment right are all wet. It's not what the First Amendment says. The government cannot infringe on your free speech. The NFL is not the government. The NFL can keep their players from doing this. However, if the NFL chooses not to, and the government continues to pressure, and Donald Trump is the government, continues to pressure and pressure and pressure, then he starts to validate that argument that this is a free speech issue. Which is why it's time to let the NFL go ahead. Do what you're going to do. Do what you're going to do. People are walking away. And I don't think they realize it, the league, how much. People are, and you know, here's the thing, Earl, I think a lot of people don't consider. You know who else might be tuning out? People who actually agree with the players. For the reason that I expressed, the opinion I expressed earlier. Even people who agree with the players don't want to watch football, see politics injected into it, even if they agree with the players. And I think that's a point the league is missing. But I really like Cass's diner analogy. Let Doris and Stella, the waitresses, let them proselytize, if you will, their politics. And the diner will close up shop. To me, it's really that simple. The president expressed an opinion. Scott Walker expressed an opinion. You don't need anyone to stand up for you. You can express your opinion. Walk away from it. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. To Cheryl on the road. Cheryl, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. Just playing off the last caller talking about the government funding or things like that go towards the NFL. The government has restricted free speech in classrooms for decades.
Yeah, but classrooms are government property, even though NFL stadia still are not. Even though public money goes into them, they're not public property. They're not government-owned facilities.
I agree. I just thought I would, you know, it sort of opens the door a little bit.
No, it really doesn't. Schools are run by government entities, school boards. So it is a complete and utter difference. There is a governmental entity that runs schools.
And at what point, when taxpayer money is going to fund teams, stadiums, et cetera, does the government have some say?
Government money is going to Foxconn. How much say will the government have over Foxconn's free speech rights? Exactly. Cheryl, thanks a lot for the call. To Jerry in Peshtigo. Jerry, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, I agree with President Trump. I'm glad he's keeping us alive, because the last game I watched, they didn't show the disrespect that the players were doing.
He didn't do that.
Citizen, and I think he speaks for right and left on you should not disrespect the flag or this country.
I agree with that.
This is his way of keeping it alive.
Why does he need to keep it alive?
Because it's important.
To how?
Why should the left have a platform like this based on a false premise?
Well,
because Jerry,
they're a private business. And if they want to use it to promote a liberal platform, they actually have every right to do that, and you have every right to walk away from it.
I agree, but to me it's refreshing. It's refreshing to hear what's actually right being...
Okay, but at this point it's not refreshing to me, Jerry, because he's just, at this point he's using it for his own purposes. We all know how he feels. We all know how you feel. We all know how a lot of Americans feel. At this point, if it's going to collapse, let them be their own worst enemy. That's fine. But the president continuing to do this is coming very close to validating their claim that the government is interfering with the free speech. And at some point, who knows what he's going to tweet, where he crosses the line. We can take one or two more calls on this before 10 o'clock. It's 9:51.
The Jerry Bader Show.